My friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Picture this, a well-dressed man sits at his work table, at his desk, counting coins, the wood immaculately polished. So counting the coins, they rise up next to him in neat piles. He's well known, but not because he is liked. There is no respect. People pass by and they avert their eyes to him. They know who he is. They whisper. Some even spit at him. Others just glare. He is Levi, a tax collector. A man with money, but no friends. A collaborator with the Roman enemy, a sinner and outcast in the eyes of his people. Everyone walks past Levi and those like him. But not Jesus. Jesus stops. Jesus looks. Jesus speaks. Jesus cares. And with just two words, he rewrites Levi's life. Follow me. Levi, he's filled with joy and he throws this grand party for Jesus. Levi has left one table, his desk, and he has come now to Jesus' table. Accepted, loved, transformed by the gospel. Today we begin our teaching series, Come to the Table, where we're looking at instances in Luke's gospel where Jesus uses food and fellowship to connect with people. Today it's Levi, and we see what happens when Jesus calls someone unexpected, what that means for us. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather here as your people, may your Holy Spirit work in our hearts through your powerful word. May it speak of your grace. May it reveal to us your forgiveness and the love that you have for us in Jesus Christ. May it grow us to grow to be more like Jesus, to love and to show grace just as he did to those around us. Holy Spirit, come and may you rest on me, and may the words that I preach here this morning be acceptable to you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus just doesn't stumble upon Levi. It's not an accident. He sees him. He sees Levi. He really sees him. Others see a traitor. Jesus saw a disciple. Others saw a problem. Jesus saw potential. You know, there are people all around us that the world has written off. And maybe you feel like one of them. You know, Jesus, he sees beyond that surface. He sees the heart. He sees the story not yet written. And maybe today Jesus is seeing you behind your own version of Levi's work desk. Whether it's regret, addiction, shame, guilt, or even just seeking that comfort idol. Jesus looks not with judgment, but with compassion and the desire to welcome all people into God's kingdom. Jesus says those two words. That's it. He doesn't give a sermon. He doesn't demand a resume. Such is the power of the word that Jesus speaks, follow me. That Levi gets up. Levi, he leaves the coins, he leaves his desk, he leaves the comfort, his old life. That one moment of surrender changes everything. Discipleship begins with a simple yes. Following Jesus begins with a simple yes. But it's a total yes. It's a total yes. Levi isn't just following Jesus just down the road. He's turning his whole life in a new direction. And the life of discipleship, the life of us following Jesus wherever we are in that journey, involves a daily act of saying yes to Jesus and no to those things that stand in the way of us following him. And if there's a desk, a table that Jesus is calling you to get up from today, what might that be? What is Jesus calling you to leave behind? What is Levi's first move as a follower of Jesus? What does he do? He throws a great banquet. He opens up his home. He fills it with his friends, the other tax collectors and sinners, people just like him, or at least from where he came from. Who's the guest of honour? Jesus. He's not afraid to introduce his mates to Jesus. He's not embarrassed by him. He wants his friends to experience transformation too. This is a gospel party. A party where grace is worth celebrating. Where everyone is invited. Where love overcomes judgment, anger, hate. It's a gospel party where people are invited to meet Jesus. And Levi, he's an amazing witness, isn't he? He opens his home so his friends can meet with Jesus. Makes me ask, how willing am I? How willing are we to open up our homes to introduce people to Jesus? Are our homes places where people discover Jesus, his love and his grace? How willing am I, are we, to sit at the table with those who don't know Jesus, to share in fellowship, to share in faith? But we know that the story of Levi, it doesn't stop there, does it? There's more to this story. Do you remember what happens next? We hear about those who don't agree with Jesus' radical hospitality. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law, that they're offended, they're outraged. They can't believe what they are seeing. Jesus, this religious leader, mixing it with the scum of society. For them, this isn't how holiness, how righteousness works. In their eyes, if you're serious about God and about following him, you didn't hang out with people like Levi and his friends. You did the complete opposite. You kept away from them as far away as possible so that their brokenness, their sin, their impurity, it didn't taint you. But Jesus is doing something radical. He's not keeping a safe distance from sin. He's bringing healing right into the middle of it. See, righteous living isn't about separation from the broken. Righteous living is about presence with the broken. That's what Jesus teaches us in this moment. And if we're completely honest with ourselves, sometimes we still act like the Pharisees. It's part of our human nature. Act a little bit self-righteous, a little judgmental, thinking that we know and others don't. Or we measure faithfulness by who we avoid, not who we embrace. We turn people away wanting to separate ourselves from their brokenness, from them not thinking the same way as us. We separate ourselves because we think we're better. And it's in that moment of criticism, of that thinking, that Jesus shows another way. And that's the heart of the gospel. It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Jesus came for the sick. Jesus came for us. He didn't come for the perfect. He didn't come for those who had it all worked out, who thought that they had all their ducks lined up. He came for the hurting. He came for the ashamed. He came for the addicted. He came for the left out. He came for the lost. He is the doctor. And he provides the cure to a deeper sickness. That sickness caused by separation from God. In that act of leaving everything behind, Levi's life is changed. It's an act of repentance and commitment to Jesus. He's healed not by judgment. He doesn't find healing in saying that, "You're wrong, get it together, mate." Levi is healed by grace. Levi's life is changed and he begins a journey of growing with Jesus as he follows him. So much to the point that he writes a gospel about the life of Jesus, Matthew. Levi becomes Matthew. So who needs a doctor? Well, we all do. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus' healing each and every day. So if you feel like a mess, if like you're not good enough, then there's good news. Jesus came for you. Jesus sees you. Jesus stops. Jesus speaks. Jesus cares for you. And he invites you to come to his table, to celebrate the joy of new life in him, to celebrate with others this new life, this hope, the new identity that we have graciously received. And that means every day is cause for a grand party. Levi walked away from his desk to a new table. On that day, his house became a mission field, his table a tool for the gospel. My friends, invite Jesus to attend the parties that you throw. Make him the center. It may be that you share your highs and lows around the table when you have friends and you get to learn life and you can support them and be agents of healing. You can use language that blesses your guests. The simple act of saying grace. We acknowledge God as the giver of things. You may have the opportunity to tell them a story about your life in Christ and why he matters. Pray for the Holy Spirit to give you discernment to know what to say, when to say it. So is there someone you can offer hospitality to this week? To invite them for a coffee or a tea, for a meal, and to bless them and share with them the joy of your life in Christ. Jesus invites us to his table to share in his life. And as we gather around that table as God's people here from all different walks of life, we're unified in him. That's all that matters. It's in Jesus that we walk that journey together as different people along the road at different places. And whether you are on that journey, at the beginning, or yeah, it's growing even more, it's still the same Jesus that walks alongside of us. May we take steps to grow in him and to know what life is like around his table. Let me pray. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for seeing us when others don't. We thank you for calling us even when we feel unworthy, unloved. Lord, give us the courage to leave behind what holds us back, to follow you fully and to open our lives to others. May our tables reflect your grace, and may we be known as people who welcome sinners. It shows acceptance and love to help people take those steps to grow in you, Lord. We thank you that you have welcomed us. Help us to keep growing in you in our journey of following you. Amen.